crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is the seventh day of July, 2013. This is another live worldwide transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are going to be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every single Sunday. 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, and then, of course, back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, and we have InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock each and every weeknight as well. Okay, where to start here? Things have gone from stable to completely melted down the last 3 years by globalist design in Egypt, and I want to go over the latest that's happened there. Our controlled dinosaur media keeps calling it a protest. Oh, there's some protesting. The Muslim Brotherhood is protesting the ouster of Mohamed Morsi, and the mean military has shot some of them. And I'm certainly not even taking sides here, but it is the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda that, if you watch the actual videos pouring out of Egypt, some of them are up on Infowars.com right now, it's guys with shaved heads and beards. That's not just Muslim Brotherhood. That's Wahhabist, Saudi Arabian-backed Al-Qaeda types are grabbing secularists, but also Shiites, Alawites, anybody that can get the Christians, and throwing them off roofs, cutting their heads off, and beating their brains out. Now, warning, these videos are up on Infowars.com. Warning, when you go watch them. But, look, I'm told I'm having all my rights taken because of Wahhabist Al-Qaeda, and our government runs these people and won't even call them murderers. They call them protesters, and our criminal government is then criticizing the military of Egypt when they shoot these people, when they're trying. And in fact, I was watching CNN two nights ago, Friday night, and they're like, it's just terrible. The military just shot, you know, dozens of people, killing several who were just protesting. So actually go to the foreign press, German press, Egyptian press, you name it. And they're not even taking sides. They report tens of thousands were trying to storm the government facilities and were trying to burn the buildings down. But by the time you see it on our news, it's, oh, there's some sweet little protesters. That's what they said about them in Libya the last few years, engaging in mass murder, premeditatedly brought in by NATO and our criminal mafia-run government. That's what they've been saying for 2.5 years in Syria. And until a year ago, they called them protesters. So I'm going to be getting into all of that. Jim Mars, who is here in town, who I ran into yesterday, is going to be in studio with us to cover the waterfront, from the NSA scandals to the secret police scandals to a lot of free energy research of real technology like hydrogen that you can take right out of water that they've had for 50 plus years. Well, longer than that, but proven for more than 50 years since the 60s. We're going to have a report from Mars, little pun there, with Jim for at least the second hour, maybe longer today. He's scheduled to get here around 4:30. So as soon as he gets here, we'll bring him in to the studio show. That's coming up as well. Obviously, we've got the 777 crashing out in San Francisco. And the aftermath of that, Trayvon Martin. We're going to get into Snowden says Western states in bed with the NSA. Wow, what incredible top secret information. Next, he'll tell me Obama's a big liar and so is Bill Clinton. I mean, next he'll tell me grass is green. What a horrible traitor. I mean, oh, our national security so violated, he might expose the foreign banks that hijacked the country. Oh, it's horrible.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to cover the waterfront on this live July 7th, 2013, Sunday transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones, and I'm on the radio on my own broadcast 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central during the day, back Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. with a two-hour abbreviated transmission. I am very, very honored to be here talking to you today. I know we have people listening all over the world, not just in the United States or in Canada or in Mexico, here in North America. I am always humbled and completely blown away by when I go downtown to jog around the hike and bike trail or I go to Barton Springs, that every other person I walk by is a listener. And that is a real sonar ping, as I call it, not bragging, hey, my show's big, but showing that we're really having a big effect, that if my broadcast, that is just one small part of the worldwide liberty movement, is affecting so many people, it's really incalculable. Suddenly having a problem pronouncing these words. It is incalculable. Suddenly I'll be inventing Ebonics like Jesse Jackson. Very hard to calculate exactly how many actual listeners that we have. And I ran into a guy whose dad's a 70-something-year-old farmer in Iowa, and they say they listen every Sunday. And I, right after I talked to him, I ran into people from Russia that were listeners as I'm trying to walk out of Barton Springs today. And then as I get in the parking lot, I run into somebody who's visiting from Kansas who's a listener. I mean, it's not just people in Austin, Texas. And then some guy couldn't start his car, so I went to help jump his car, and he goes, wow, thank you, Alex Jones. So again, I'm not bragging, hey, my broadcast is big. I'm telling you, there's hope out there. People are really waking up. Now, best-selling author, longtime journalist, professor, history professor, former crime reporter for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, Jim Mars is going to be in studio in the next hour today to cover the waterfront. But he just came back from a big alternative energy meeting put on by Trammell Crow's son, and he saw it demonstrated, machines off the shelf that can power your house off of hydrogen right now. And folks, you don't just grab hydrogen out of the air. It's one of the most plentiful gases in the atmosphere. It comes right out of water. And so this is a big, big deal. This is not pie in the sky. This is not, questionable 0 point stuff. We're going to be talking about that and a lot more with Jim Mars. No protest is allowed at the 50th anniversary of Kennedy assassination. And by protest, they said no one is allowed in Dealey Plaza, the park, the public park, only the government with the official story. And then the Dallas police said, by the way, This is in the newspaper, the Dallas Morning News and the other papers up there. No protest is allowed either. We won't issue permits for you to come and stand at the picket line with an alternate view. We're going to shovel the official story out. This is North Korea. Well, I'm going back to my hometown where I was born for the 50th anniversary coming up. I will be there exercising the evil First Amendment, whether you give me a permit or not. I don't get permits when I march over the Capitol and get in the lawmakers' faces and tell them what I think on the TSA or you name it. And so I'm certainly not going to go with hat in hand. What a joke. I'm going to be there exposing. You know, they have hundreds of national scientific polls. You've seen them out there. On average, less than 10% believe the official JFK story. But we're not going to be getting off into JFK today, but I'll bring that up with Jim just briefly when he joins us. Now, all of that said, we're going to get into the huge developments in Egypt, the economy and the bond market. We're going to look at the out-of-control police state, from license plate scanning cameras to police locking down whole neighborhoods now for any reason they want, saying they're going in everyone's houses without warrants. This is the soft martial law being phased in. All of that and more will be discussed here on the broadcast today. But the first thing I want to talk about is the awakening that's happening, and I just kind of gave a prelude or a prelude to that a few minutes ago, talking about how many people I talked to on the streets of England. I've done live feeds on the streets of London, just walking down the street doing a live feed in the dark at night in London, and people hear my voice, and every third or fourth person comes over and shakes my hand. Or I'm in broad daylight at Big Ben down on the bridge over the big river there. And people saw the live feed as dozens and dozens and dozens of people walking by were stopping and shaking my hand. That shows the level of people that are aware of what's going on out there. By the way, that live stream is saved on our Ustream account for anybody that wants to go see that. So take heart. There's a huge awakening happening. And it's not just my listeners. I tune in, just as many of you do, to other mainstream talk radio, alternative radio, C-SPAN, you name it. And now when I watch C-SPAN, the majority of the callers on Washington Journal or other shows where after the interview they'll take 10, 15 minutes of calls, almost half the calls, sometimes more, sometimes the majority, the vast majority, I've seen it where 15 phone calls in a row are anti-New World Order, anti-authoritarian awake. But it's normally close to half call in who are informed and involved and put these corrupt politicians and bureaucrats on the hot seat on a host of issues, from Fast and Furious to open borders to our government funding Al-Qaeda to the NSA warrantless spying. America is awake. I want the rest of the world to know that. You've got a large segment of people that are in comas and have no idea of what's going on. They'll probably never wake up. But they're spectators. They don't count. We have giant numbers of people who are informed and love liberty, who are now awake. And that's why the power structure is trying to clamp down, because they know they're in deep trouble. Now, that said, today I was listening to talk radio out of Dallas and heard callers across the board criticizing the power structure, both political parties, and talking about offshore banks that have taken this country over. And the show wasn't even, that I heard for 20 minutes in the car, wasn't even talking about those topics. That's all callers wanted to talk about. Then I was driving in to do this radio show in my own South Austin studios, and heard our local affiliate, 590, that's in North Austin, heard the local host who's on before me take more than 10 calls in a row before I had to get out of the car and come here and get ready for the show. And every one of them said, I don't trust the government. I don't trust the police. I don't trust the system anymore. And they would all apologize and say, I'm a big Republican conservative, law and order person who used to worship the police. Listeners listening on 590 probably heard it. Every caller I counted, it was 10 in a row. I drove over here for, 20 something minutes, sat in the car for about 10 listening to it, had already gotten ready for the show at home. So I came in here like 15 minutes before airtime. So I listened to about 30 minutes of it or so, maybe 25. And every caller, even though the host, and that's their right, was kind of saying, hey, maybe the police need to be able to come in your house if they want to surveil the neighbors. Maybe that's a good thing, playing devil's advocate. And not one caller called in and agreed with it. And these people were all saying they've awoken. The government's corrupt. It's out of control. And you know what? That's true. But it doesn't mean that you can't trust the police themselves on average. It means that people understand those on top are bad. And they see the abuses. Everyone sees the arrogant, imperial behavior out of government and big corporations, and the sleeping giant that is America is awakening.
Kalben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now is the perfect time to spring clean your body with Supernatural Silver, a non-toxic disinfectant for the body that can be used internally or externally. It helps the immune system by killing the bacteria, viruses, and mold that cause disease. This helps to reduce the workload of your already overworked immune system and allows the immune system to refocus its energy and recharge. Supernatural Silver can help combat over 300 different conditions, and it has the ability to kill over 143 types of bacteria, viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver's patented technology includes advanced scientific research with over 180 scientific studies conducted at independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes. To see how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, I'm going to have some breaking news. This is breaking world news in just a moment. If any press would like to scoop us, I will give you the intelligence, the information. You can go to the video on InfoWars.com and give us no credit and break this. Because I've only got one writer on staff on Sunday, and that's a Don Salazar. I know he's listening right now. Maybe he'll want to write about this. Or Paul Watson will when I've got like seven or eight writers working on Monday mornings. But this will be big breaking news. And I've gone and checked when I saw this, this morning on DrudgeReport.com, and I saw it on InfoWars.com, and I went and read through the news, and they said that it was Muslim Brotherhood, they thought, that was beheading and throwing people off roofs and beating nonviolent people's brains out in, Alexandria, Egypt, and Cairo, Egypt. Well, I, stilled the video. And we're going to tell you what that video shows in a moment. And by the way, anyone could look at this and tell you who it is. And every time I see this behavior, these people are waving this particular black flag. We're going to talk about this particular black flag in just a moment and what it signifies. And those squares full of millions of people now against the Egyptian military, they're flying a particular black flag as well. I noticed that this morning at the head of the demonstration. Let me just break the news right now, and then I'm going to show viewers the actual flag and video for InfoWars listeners. I'll tell you how to go to InfoWars and read the article. It's the article about protesters from the Daily Mail throw people off of a roof. It's protesting to throw them off a roof. Wow, I can go throw people I disagree with off a roof, and when the cops show up, I'll say I'm just protesting. But it's interesting. Who are those protesters? Well, they've got big beards, big black beards and shaved heads. And they're waving black flags behind them that say, in Arabic, Al-Qaeda. And you can search the Al-Qaeda flag and see bin Laden with it. And then you can compare it. It's the exact same flag. It is Al-Qaeda that our government is openly, it's not like they're part of it, and oh, there might be some Al-Qaeda in there, we're trying to, no. The group our government's trying to put in power all over the world is the real hardest of the hard Al-Qaeda. I've even seen press reports implying that the secularists are the ones killing people. That is not what's going on. We're going to break that down and show the video. Anybody can watch it, InfoWars.com/show. We're streaming free video to everybody who's a radio listener. If you want to go see it, if not, you can also just go to InfoWars.com. Egyptian violence, gangs throw rivals to their deaths from the top of buildings, the Daily Mirror. Other press I saw actually had the headline about protesters throw people from rooftops. They're a special type of protester. We're going to be going over that. But first, let me get back to what I was mentioning earlier for people. We have a Mike Adams story that went viral from naturalnews.com upon InfoWars.com yesterday, titled Militarized Police Gone Wild Across America. And it just gives examples from the last few weeks of, oh, somebody shot off fireworks, we're locking down the whole neighborhood and searching all your houses without warrants. Somebody shot guns in the air, we're locking down the whole neighborhood and calling in SWAT teams and interrogating everyone without warrants. We want to commandeer your house to see if the neighbor ever yells at his wife. We want a tactical advantage. That's like a magic word. Supposed to open your wrist up and, like, you know, feed them your life's blood if they use the word tactical. And we're supposed to get all sycophantically creamy-eyed over that. But Nevada police face rare Third Amendment lawsuit for forced commandeering of homes. And I heard the debate on the radio today here locally about, well, is it unconstitutional? Yeah, it's called the Third Amendment to the Evil Bill of Rights. And it says no soldier, that's what our police have been turned into, the paramilitary forces that have been trained that, quote, we are all insurgents. That's Washington Post headline a few weeks ago, or I guess a month ago, was the police are trained, the general public are insurgents. Well, yeah, and then they come back from Iraq and come back from Afghanistan, and they're either hired by the police force and called heroes, or they're not and then called the number one terror threat. And I don't agree that our returning veterans are the number one terror threat. But a lot of the unstable ones on record are actually hired into the force. No soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house. But that's just the Bill of Rights and what George Washington supported. I mean, that's all that radical extremist, you know. I mean, everybody knows the new American flag is a black boot being licked. It goes on, no soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. So they've got to pass an emergency law specifically saying in this area, you know, the redcoats have taken over, so we've got to, like, have the military go in and fight house to house and commandeer this house or this church. Because people in Europe had always gone through this. The police just coming in your house without warrants, the military coming in your house without warrants, the Lord coming in your house without a warrant. So they had the Magna Carta in 1215, the basis of all modern common law, Bill of Rights, Constitution, the reason America has been prosperous, the reason you could own a business and not have some El Jefe come shake you down like Mexico or North Korea or some Don like Italy or some Lord like they had in England come shake you down and say, by the way, I want your daughter. I want your food. I want to put me up in your house. The Magna Carta said the lowest peasant in a lean-to, this is actually what the Magna Carta says, the lowest peasant in a dirt tent, the king cannot enter his house without a warrant, with an oath or affirmation, with specifically what they're looking for. And by the way, the witnesses that swear they saw something, guess what happens to them if they get caught swearing out a fake oath or affirmation and you get to face your accuser? Guess what you face under Magna Carta and then through other common laws? Between 5 to 20 years in prison. And if you made a false claim where the charge could be death, the penalty on the person, guess what you got for a false claim? You got, you bet, it begins with a big D. Death, 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 death to come in someone's house without a warrant. Death. That's the foundation of all liberty, and that's why we have all this prosperity, because people could build things and not have it stolen by the state, the most dangerous thing in history. And this religion in America now of worshiping the state that is now going bad like rotten milk, going out like rotten eggs, going out like you know what in church. Good. It's gone. And all of you that are bootlickers of the system, because I hear it constantly and think you're going to get power out of cozying up to it. You may for another short season, but it's coming to an end. Because I have seen it politically. I have seen it historically. That's why you see this attempt for this takeover. It's not going to work. It's going to backfire. The tighter they squeeze, the more resistance it will form. The people are awakening. And I want the police and the military to join us in the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and its root, the Magna Carta. And we come back breaking Al-Qaeda news.
Isn't Wi-Fi great? You can browse the web anywhere. Coffee shops, airports, libraries. But using public Wi-Fi means that people can spy on you, and it's easy as, yep, they can access your data at the touch of a button. Seriously, even your internet service provider can see every website you ever go to. Private internet access has got your back. How? Well, it's kinda nerdy, but to put it simply, spies and companies that track you don't like us one bit. We create an encrypted tunnel so that nobody can spy on you. We also provide IP cloaking, which frees you from geographic restrictions when you're traveling. Register today and disappear online the way it was supposed to be. Go to PrivateInternetAccess.com right now, because your family's privacy is worth it. That's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. Get SimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We were all brought up knowing that the Nazis and the Stasis in East Germany after that, and the Ruskies and the Chi-Coms, why, they spied on their people without warrants, and they came in people's houses without warrants, and the state was corrupt and involved in all sorts of bad things. I want to be clear here with everybody. Most people in the government are not corrupt. They are being paid a moderate, lower middle class wage, and some of them do something good, some of them do unproductive jobs, some of them do bad. But at the top, it's corrupt, and the direction, the evolution of government and the system here is diametrically opposed on every front to the principles that made this country great and the principles that made other countries great. I mean, we know the direction we're going in is bad news. We know it. And the good news is, all over this country, I see the polls, I see the numbers, I see the reaction. The people are waking up. But just finishing up here, Nevada police face rare Third Amendment lawsuit for forced commandeering of homes. Adan Salazar wrote this on Friday. And it's since gotten more attention around the country. family arrested for not immediately surrendering their home. And they arrested the father and the son and then grabbed the mother and threw her out on the street for not letting them commandeer the home, not for a hostage situation, which would still be questionable, but to, quote, surveil from a tactical position whether the neighbors were having any type of domestic dispute. That's the new excuse. And you see it all the time where the cops show up and go, we heard there was a dispute. We're coming in without a warrant. Or we heard there was this or that. And meanwhile, the crack dealers are down on the corner. Meanwhile, the big central banks are laundering the drug money. Meanwhile, the major banks are on record laundering the drug money. I mean, it's just all a joke, okay? We have the biggest prison population in the world, not just per capita. Bigger than the communist Chinese that have 1.3 billion people. We're only 320 million. And it gets bigger and bigger and hungrier and hungrier. We have the biggest government the world's ever seen. The U.S. government, look these numbers up, it varies, is 2 to 2.5 times bigger than the communist Chinese government. And we have roughly double the people in prison than the communist Chinese government. Now, technically, they actually have some big work camps that they that aren't called prisons, so they probably got a bigger total. But this is the reality. And people say, well, good, we have criminals in there. What we have is people being sent for nonviolent offenses who were told, if you don't join the black racist gang, the Hispanic racist gang, the Asian racist gang, the white racist gang, that's how the cell blocks are set up in any medium to maximum security facility. Even the lower security ones are going to that. You are immediately thrown in. You get the swastika tattoo or you get the black racist tattoo and you bend over literally or they're going to shank you to death. And by the way, they give orders to the warden. Most of these prisons are nothing but drug dealing mafia dens with criminals inside running criminal networks on the outside that have bought the jail guards. This is the reality, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the guys have pulled up some statistics there. What is that from the World Bank showing the U.S. with the highest prison population in the world? Yeah, 2,200,000+. By the way, that's an old number, and that's not correct. It's like 4.5 million currently in U.S. prisons. Yeah, that's even 3 years ago, that number's not correct. That must be one type of prisoner because it's over 4 mil. Russia's number two at 847,000. Rwanda, 59,000. You notice China's not even on the list because they don't call it prison. They call it re-education when they cut your organs out and sell them to wealthy Westerners who fly into Japan to get them. And they gut you on the tarmac in mobile execution vans so they're fresh. Put the goods on the plane. An hour from then, it's in Tokyo. 2 hours later, it's implanted in your body. You, by the way, you're a new listener. I don't joke about anything, or I tell you it's a joke. Each Chinese city for more than 15 years has more than a dozen mobile execution vans going 24 hours a day, chopping out all the goods. So there the tax man really cometh, doesn't he? And their favorite is the Falun Gong nonviolent group, is they don't eat, drink, or smoke and are so healthy, and they blood type them, and they wait. They wait in their jail cell till a rich Westerner or someone in Asia or Europe, in Russia, Africa, whoever's wealthy, gets the good. So just type in mobile execution vans if you want to see that. So we'll be getting to that. But first off, before Jim Mars comes in and I cover the waterfront of news with him, let me get into what's happening over in Egypt for those that don't know. There in the eastern tip of North Africa. Africa, man. Let me tell you about what's going on there. Our government, run by foreign banks, narcotic trafficking banks on record, 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, Hosni Mubarak, the 31-year CIA-trained dictator, but he was not that brutal compared to most, that's why that was the problem, was ordered to support al-Qaeda rebels being brought in out of Egypt into neighboring Libya. And he said no. So he disappeared, and the rest is history. Then 2 years after that, they put in Mohamed Morsi, who is a Muslim Brotherhood British intelligence CIA operative on record. And they began blowing up the Shiite mosque. blowing up the Alawite mosque, blowing up the synagogues, and blowing up the churches, and crucifying Christians every day at the presidential palace on record, and they set people on fire. And if you don't believe me, just type in Christians crucified Egypt. You can watch the video. There's hundreds of them. And I just so happen to notice when I see these videos, the flags at these public burnings and stonings were Al-Qaeda flags. Just type in Al-Qaeda flag. You'll see bin Laden with it and what it says in Arabic. The one we have on screen for TV viewers is the militia flag of Al-Qaeda, the Wahhabist flag, and then above it is the Osama bin Laden particular army flag. In fact, if you scroll down, you can see the army flag of Osama bin Laden. You see that right there? So that is the Wahhabist Saudi Arabian flag of Al-Qaeda. And so now the army, which has been Western trained and given billions of dollars a year and F-16s and Abrams tanks, they like their girls going to college. They don't like that the Muslim Brotherhood, because they're thugs too on average, like any tyranny, like North Korea, like Mexico. I mean, that, we don't want our cops to become like that, but no, they're very, you know, somewhat thuggish. But it's so dangerous there, they're a little more professional on their thuggism because they're sitting on top of a powder keg of an Egyptian population that's doubled the last 20 years and is set to double again. I mean, it is a powder keg, and that's one of the biggest issues. So let's go to this. So the Egyptian military a week ago comes to Morsi and says, you've got to step down. There's 14 million in the street, secularists and other groups that don't want to be slaves of Al-Qaeda and have their daughters sexually mutilated, and they don't want Christians crucified in the streets at the presidential palace. He says, I won't step down. Well, the army didn't have a choice. They had to make him step down. Now Al-Qaeda is running around with black flags, killing everybody. And this is footage at Infowars.com. BBC's also running this, but they're saying, we don't know who this is killing people. It's men with big black beards and Al-Qaeda flags. You can see that sticking out of his shirt. And there's a bunch of these videos, and they climb up and are throwing secular, you can see them Western dressed with short hair, secular men that, you know, don't want to kneel to Al-Qaeda, off of the roof. And warning, this is graphic footage if you're watching us on TV. Radio listeners, just go to Infowars.com. And you can see the Al-Qaeda men with their flags throwing children. Oh, I forgot. Some of these are as young as 7, being thrown off 5 stories, but still they're crawling in pools of blood at the bottom. Al-Qaeda comes over with machetes and hacks them in the head with waving Al-Qaeda flags. You know, kind of like the American flag or the Chinese flag. Everybody knows what a flag is, the Mexican flag. No one's saying, gee, what flag is that army has? Al-Qaeda, when they get shot by the Egyptian army, our media is decrying the army who is stopping Al-Qaeda trying to storm the government buildings right now. And our government is backing Al-Qaeda as usual.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Are we choosing our own destiny, or has it been pre-selected for us?
As we've moved through history, every great leader has had to understand the potential of information.
Billions of dollars have been spent privately and publicly looking at how to tap into your psyche.
From compulsory state education to the Hollywood media brainwashing machine, we are kept in perpetual bondage to the ideas that shape our actions.
When somebody obscures that feedback loop between you observing and testing it out and verifying it, they can take total control of your awareness.
All of this is happening so fast, you need to be ahead of the game.
How to engineer the opinion of the American people so that they would not only endorse but demand a war.
Right, oh, there's another one. Another plane just hit.
State of mind.
because there's a war on for your mind. Get your copy of State of Mind the Movie at InfoWars.com. And remember, every order at InfoWarsStore.com receives a free citizen rulebook.
Now is the perfect time to spring clean your body with Supernatural Silver, a non-toxic disinfectant for the body that can be used internally or externally. It helps the immune system by killing the bacteria, viruses, and mold that cause disease. This helps to reduce the workload of your already overworked immune system and allows the immune system to refocus its energy and recharge. Supernatural Silver can help combat over 300 different conditions, and it has the ability to kill over 143 types of bacteria, viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver's patented technology includes advanced scientific research with over 180 scientific studies conducted at independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes. To see how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, Jim Mars is in studio with us for the entire next hour. In fact, he's going to give you a prelude of what's coming up here in just a moment. We're going to cover some of the issues I was just discussing before we get into the other issues of why he's joining us here tonight. But first off, remember, this broadcast is listener-supported. We're not funded like MSNBC with banker bailout money or stimulus money. We're not funded by NPR, by taxpayers. We are truly independent, libertarian-based. If you believe in this information or just believe in getting people outside the box and thinking, please visit InfoWarsStore.com, where the very best water filtration systems, books, videos, pro-liberty t-shirts, apparel, films, it's all there. InfoWars Store, one word, InfoWarsStore.com, or simply link through on InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to the shopping cart. Also, it's selling out very quickly. This July issue has 10 bumper stickers in it, like America has been occupied by globalist forces, InfoWars.com. Listen to Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Forbidden information, InfoWars.com. There are 10 of them, 4 big ones, 6 medium-sized ones. You want to wake people up in your area? This is the way to do it. Use your imagination, ladies and gentlemen. And it is selling out quick. Buy them in bulk of groups of 10 up to 100. It covers the whole NSA grid. The magazine's a great way to wake people up. Tear the bumper stickers out. Post them in legal, lawful areas. Pass the magazine on. Leave it in a barber shop. Leave it at school. Give the local police a gift subscription. You know, put their address in. Buy a year subscription. We sell this at cost to wake people up. It's like a big glossy color magazine, equivalent of a book. As print goes out, we go into print because people really pay attention to it now. And again, don't forget, another great way to wake people up is to get an InfoWars Nightly News subscription. Obviously, the radio shows on AM and FM, XM, your local stations, all that. And we have a free video feed at InfoWars.com/show. But if you want to see the nightly news, all the films, all of it, get a 15-cent a day membership. That 15-cent a day membership can be used by 11 people simultaneously. So share your username and passcode for PrisonPlanet.tv. If you have a membership, I want to thank you, and I want to ask you to please share it with friends and family and to get them watching the films. Send them a link. Say, hey, the Obama deception's on here in high def. Hey, there's hundreds of films, documentaries, nightly news. Here's your free membership, PrisonPlanet.tv. So one membership is really 11 memberships. And your support of PrisonPlanet.tv makes the transmission possible as well. Now, Jim, I want to get into what's happening in the Middle East. I know you're an expert on it. You've written the New York Times bestseller, Rise of the Fourth Reich, which gets into the Muslim Brotherhood that you wrote, what, 3-4 years ago? You've got a new book out as well. I want to get into Snowden, what's currently happening. Do you agree with me? There's a big awakening happening. I want to talk about that. And then next hour, we're going to get into some of the big conferences you've been going to as a journalist, the real alternative energy from the bull that's out there. This is very exciting and could just produce unlimited wealth, basically, for the average person and revolutionize our future and real prosperity. So we're going to be talking about that some and then segueing into phone calls in the next hour, second hour. But Jim Mars is an award-winning journalist and author. After graduating from the University of North Texas with a degree in journalism, Mars worked for and owned several Texas newspapers before becoming independent journalist author. He's also been a professor of history, and he's just done so much more. He's written a whole bunch of New York Times bestsellers, and his book was turned into JFK, the film with Oliver Stone, Crossfire, the plot that killed Kennedy, the basis for the Oliver Stone film. And I'm not going to say any more. JimMars.com. Jim, we've got about 6-7 minutes before we go to break and start the next hour. You were chomping at the bit out there in the green room to talk about the fact that, I mean, we were showing the videos. I know you could see it in the green room. These are Al-Qaeda flags, guys with big beards, throwing women and children and men, beheading them. There's a whole bunch of videos. And our media keeps saying they don't know who's doing it, when they've got their flags and our government and NATO is backing Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood. What is really behind that?
Well, I think they can't admit that it's actually Al-Qaeda, because we have been conditioned and programmed and propagandized against Al-Qaeda since long before 9-11. And of course, 9-11, it was Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda. They're our big enemies. That's why we had to invade all these countries over in the Middle East. But I want to give a brief history lesson here, okay? Let's go back to the 1930s and the Muslim Ayman who founded the Muslim Brotherhood. He was enamored of a fella in Europe who had a big national socialist movement going on named Adolf Hitler.
That was the Imam of Jerusalem and the Imam of Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them.
So he wrote to Adolf Hitler, and Adolf Hitler wrote him back. And decided, hey, here's a chance, here's an opportunity to get our foot in the Middle East. So by the time of
World War II, Muslim Brotherhood invited them to invade.
Yeah. Well, by the time of World War II, the Muslim Brotherhood was a Nazi organization. All right. And during World War II, when we were fighting in North Africa, we had about as much trouble with the Muslim Brotherhood Arabs as we did with the Nazi troops in the Afrika Korps. Okay. After the war, we won the war. Well, British then took over North Africa, but they were war weary. They had plenty on their hands. So they turned, the Muslim Brotherhood over to the CIA. All right. So people.
Who's really a skull and bones globalist branch.
Exactly. They were the Eastern establishment.
And not really Americans.
Not truly. Now you have to understand then that the CIA has run, Al-Qaeda since after World War II. All right. Now, Al-Qaeda then, that name came about.
On record.
This is all on record. This is all well documented. Osama bin Laden, who was a Saudi, then gets, he's brought to this country under the name Tim Osman.
That's declassified. This is not our opinion.
This is not conspiracy theory. This is all fact. He's armed, trained by the United States and sent to Afghanistan to form the Mujahideen. Okay. That was
with General Hamid Ghul, who we've had on.
Right.
He's confirmed all that.
And then so we were supporting them against the Russians as our proxies in Afghanistan. Now, during Afghanistan and after Afghanistan, everybody knew that the Muslim Brotherhood had a bad reputation because they'd been this Nazi organization. So Osama bin Laden took his hardcore group and they changed the name to Al-Qaeda, which, by the way, literally means the base. Now, early on, I thought, well, that must mean their headquarters somewhere, right? No, Alex. MP and
they killed him a week after. Robin Cook, a week after he went public, and said that's the name of the CIA database.
Yes. He said it's the database that the CIA keeps of Arab Muslim operatives that they can, of course, call up and get them to do anything they want them to do. So it's really, really important for your listeners to share the information that when they hear Al-Qaeda, they hear CIA. That's who's been right.
Al-CIA-da.
Yeah, Al-CIA-da. That's exactly
And now they're running them in Libya, running them in Syria, and now they're running them against the army of Egypt. And our government for the first few days was saying the army was wrong. The truth is Morsi turned the country over to Al-Qaeda, not just Muslim Brotherhood, to just run around slaughtering people. Why is Obama funding groups that are killing Christians in Egypt?
Well, and we see the same thing happening in Syria. Now, I'm not trying to say that the government in Syria is a wonderful
and fine. No, but they didn't start this.
And they're not killing the Christians. It's the rebels killing the Christians and killing the Jews, and we're funding them, and we're giving them the arms. It's incredible, folks. You have no idea what's going on in your name and with your tax money.
Man, I tell you, who do you think Obama really is? Because
he's a Muslim socialist, period, end of story. I mean, he himself said so, you know.
Yeah, but I used to think that was just like a CIA cover.
Yeah.
I think their mags should be an Illuminati double cross here.
Well, the thing is,
Napoleon teamed up with these guys for a while.
Well, that's it. In high-level politics, you know, the alliances form and then break apart and form again. And when you get to that level, it's just whoever can benefit you.
Well, here's my point. I don't want TSA acting like I'm a terrorist to look for bin Laden in my underwear or in my wife's brassiere when we all know this is a fraud. Now when I get there and they act like I've done something wrong, I go, look, you all know the government runs Al-Qaeda. And then when the customs says, do you have drugs? I go, no. You know the government ships them in. And two levels of customs went, yeah, we know that, to me at the airport at Dallas. It's like everyone knows this. It's like, leave me alone. I'm not part of your murdering New World Order. Stop acting like I'm guilty.
I've got a bumper sticker you'd love. It says, dare to get the CIA off drugs.
Absolutely. Or Ron Paul's favorite sticker on his desk for 40 years. Don't steal. The government hates competition.
That's exactly right.
And the point is, it's getting worse. We need to reverse this now. I mean, just look at what government's doing. We'll be back with the second hour with Jim Mars of JimMars.com. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. It's Sunday, the 7th of July. We're broadcasting worldwide. Tell your family to tune in now.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. Get SimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Coast to coast. Direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Jim Mars is going to be with us for the entire second hour, and I promise to be a good boy and give the phone number out in the next segment. So in the last two segments of the hour, you can call in with your question for Jim. But I beg the listeners, when I give this number out that I'll do at the start of the next segment, please actually call in with a question for Jim Mars. Because I want to, you know, actually hear kind of the wild card angles that you'll bring up and take him to. Jim, let me ask you this question in this brief segment we've got. A, do you think there's a mass awakening happening? And B, how big is it? And C, did the system overplay its hand where it's in the mainstream news, the government launders most of the drug money and brings the drugs in, and that private banks get the profit, and that private groups are using the NSA to spy on their enemies and blackmail people, and that the government really runs Al-Qaeda? And I mean, everything we've talked about is now being proven correct, and they can't even kill Jim Mars or Alex Jones. I've figured that out. They could kill us. They still might, but it won't do anything because it's the message is out there. It's like we're just people that see the obvious. We're nothing special.
Yeah, it's really amazing. No, and I totally agree with you. I think there is a huge mass consciousness raising going on. Number one, though, most people think that they're isolated because they don't hear any of this in the mainstream corporate media. All right. It's absolutely incredible. About a month ago, there were 53 cities in this country that had massive demonstrations against the genetically modified organisms of Monsanto.
No coverage.
And there was no coverage. That's not news, folks. That's not journalism. That is propaganda and suppression of the news. But they get news from you. They get news off the internet. There's all kinds of people out there. Yes, the consciousness is rising. But the problem is, number one, most people think that they're the only ones because they don't hear their views and the information parroted in the, or mirrored in the, mainstream mass media. And the second thing is they're kind of like the deer caught in the headlights. They know something's wrong. They know something's bad. They know there's a lot of stuff going on, but they just, it's, what do we do about it? What do we do about it? Because, and it's a good question. It's a valid question because do you go vote? No, they control the vote through the voting machines. They skew the numbers. You know, almost every major vote in the last few years has always been 48 to 52, 51 to 49. It's always just within a few short.
That is things. Extremely astute what you said. And I'm not just like being patronizing here because that's what I've, the realization I've come to myself deeply thinking on this. Most people know they're in trouble. Most people are aware something's going on, but they're never given validation by the dinosaur media that still doesn't have that many viewers or readers, but people still think it's authoritative. Even if they don't trust it, they don't see it agreeing, so they still feel small. They don't understand that if they're a Jim Mars or Alex Jones, people recognize and come up to you. Then you realize how many people are awake. It's incredible.
It absolutely is. And I travel a lot and, East Coast, West Coast, all around, you know, through the central, Midwest. And there's just people everywhere, but they think they're isolated because they never see those views reflected in the corporate mass media.
And then even if they do, you answer the question with second part, what do you do? So I want to talk with you about some solutions when we come back in general and then the big solution. I just see so many cons out there. I know there's a lot of real stuff, but then there's also cons using it to make money with, oh, free energy, perpetual motion machines. But there's real stuff with hydrogen and other things that really are the answer to everything.
Right.
Because if we have enough wealth and enough energy and end artificial scarcity, it's over. I want to see that happen. And you've been doing some deep research.
Absolutely. You mentioned hydrogen. Just stop and think about this. What is the most plentiful element in the world?
Hydrogen.
Hydrogen. Why is that? Because the world is predominantly water. And what's water? H2O. Two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. There's more hydrogen than there is.
Well, that's
oxygen.
Why in the film, which is based on, you know, science, you said last night you haven't seen that you should go see, one with Tom Cruise that just came out, Oblivion. That's what the ships there taking away is our water for that, for a hydrogen jump. But stay there. We're going to get into real science with the one, the only Jim Maher straight ahead.
There is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce nano silver solutions, our 2-ounce nano silver nasal applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
KLN, Los Angeles.
Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
Yeah!
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Drop the hammer.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Toll-free number to join us. Your specific questions for best-selling author Jim Maher that's in studio with us. The toll-free number to get involved on this live July 7th Sunday transmission is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Your call's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Well, joining us from the countryside outside DFW is Jim Maher, now in studio with us. JimMaher.com is another New York Times top 10 bestseller. And he joins us right now, but you've been involved with some of the bigwigs who are really looking into the real alternative energy, not free energy, not magic stuff. There's a lot of cons out there, and also people that have built things that are real, but there's not a real way to extract it. They're impractical. I've made a real study of alternative energy, and it is the big kahuna because energy is power. The Federal Reserve puts out fake dollars. It's not really Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve notes are not really dollars. They're Federal Reserve notes. But with those symbols of energy, they can get the world. So they kind of have a perpetual motion machine. While they try to create artificial scarcity, that's why Obama, in fact, let's cue that clip up from last week, told Africans, you can't have air conditioning, you can't have a car, you can't have a good life. That's bad for the earth. While the GMO is destroying the planet, while the globalists are blocking the clean alternative energies and putting out fake windmills to their select buddies in Solyndra, not even building the complexes. Meanwhile, there are real solutions in energy, and you have been doing research into this. This is mainline technology around for a long time that's ready to be deployed right now. But as you told me last night, and I've seen this in the news, Any company that tries to really put this out, the directors commit suicide. They get Arkansided very, 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 very quickly. They fall down and hit their head or close the garage door and turn on the car. Jim Mars, break down the true cutting edge and what could revolutionize everything. People want solutions. Here it is.
Okay, well, this goes all the way back. Let's go back to the turn of the 20th century, and Rudolf Diesel invented a diesel engine that he originally designed to run on organic matter. Okay, you remember the Back to the Future movie, and they put banana peels and I don't know, coffee grounds and stuff in the little fusion thing to run the time machine. He built a diesel to run on organic matter. But that would have interfered with the petroleum-based industry. So what happened to Rudolf Diesel? Gee, it was terrible. He fell overboard crossing the English Channel. Too bad. Now, and that goes all the way back. We don't have the time, but I could sit here and give you at least a dozen examples, some of which I had direct personal experience
with. The FBI on record raided Tesla's laboratory.
Oh, yeah, Tesla. You know,
they burned his laboratory down.
There's things going on right now today. Some years back, there was a kid up in the Northwest who said, I've developed a carburetor that'll get 100 miles on 1 gallon of gas. And he got reporters. He drove them 100 miles. They checked it out. They made sure there wasn't some trick to it. It was legit. What happened to that? It's gone again.
I've seen magazines in the '60s and stuff, General Motors and Ford, with carburetors with 75 miles to the gallon, cars that go 150 miles an hour. And you tell me the Japanese today can't do that?
Well, the Germans are making a Volkswagen over in Europe right now that's getting 56, 60 miles to the gallon. But you can't buy it in the United States, okay? And why is that? Okay, because the elite, the very people you're always preaching about, these people have a monopoly based on petroleum. All right. It's that simple. And anything that comes up that's going to threaten that, they buy it up. If they don't buy it up, then they just
find. And they're going to try to use on record the shortage of it in the next 50 years, because they're going to artificially make it scarce to take control of the entire human civilization. And that is wrong.
Well, most people truly believe today that the reason we fought in Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, all these countries, and Egypt is because we're trying to get their oil. Well, we don't need oil. We don't need oil.
Well, Leslie Clark declassified that actually illegally. I mean, he admitted he was in the Pentagon and saw the plan to not let those countries sell the oil to create artificial scarcity. Saddam's crime was overpumping.
Exactly. In fact, see, people don't realize that. I hear people all the time say, well, we invaded Iraq because we wanted to steal their oil. Let me tell you something, folks. We were only getting 16% of our imported oil from Iraq prior to our invasion. And once we invaded, then they set some of the oil fields on fire. There was fighting going on. We didn't even get that much. They cut down the amount of oil we were getting from Iraq.
People don't get artificial scarcity.
Nah, wake up.
The oil companies are capping oil fields all over the U.S.
The biggest oil reserve in the United States is, and if anybody remembers their history, which they don't, you may recall that the biggest scandal early in the 20th century was the Teapot Dome scandal. That's where the government was selling off drilling rights to the naval oil reserves out in California, Teapot Dome, and it caused a huge scandal. And, you know, those fields have still not been
tapped. And guess who controls that today? Al Gore, Mr. Anti-Oil, Occidental Petroleum.
Mr. Carbon Tax Man. You know,
he's one of the biggest oil men in the world. Now let's expand on this. Because actually, big oil is actually what's financing the carbon tax to shut down coal, their competition, which would make energy cheap again.
Right. Right, exactly. And then all they can talk about is nuclear power. It's so safe and efficient that...
Which is another insider deal that's horrible.
And we're about to kill ourselves. The Pacific is getting irradiated. They're telling you don't eat fish.
91% of reactors are leaking worldwide. But I mean, let's get into that. Talk about hydrogen alone.
Yeah.
Get into solutions.
Hydrogen is the way to go. I met a fellow here just the other day who had been an engineer, and he lives in New Jersey out in the kind of the countryside, and he runs his cars, his air conditioning, his home, his heating, his lawnmower on hydrogen. All right. And when Hurricane Sandy hit, and all of his neighbors, their power went out for like a month or more. And they were in desperate need. Can you imagine no power for a month or a month and a half?
And that's not off record. You were hanging out with the crows, right? They're researching this.
Right. Yeah. And he was telling, it was a great story because all his neighbors, he was a bright light, so to speak, in the middle of the darkness because his lights were on and everything was operating, and his neighbors would come to his house and to take a shower and to juice up their batteries for the.
And this is on record. So the most plentiful free element, out there is hydrogen. This gas. Explain to people how this works.
Well, you can take and here's what's amazing about hydrogen and why I don't understand. Well, I do because they're greedy bastards, but I mean, I don't understand why we're not shifting to a hydrogen economy because, as I understand it, you can take all of the normal infrastructure, the pipelines, the pumping stations, the refineries, your car, you get an adjustment.
Yeah, they're even going to make the money off of it, but they still don't want us to have it.
Yeah, exactly.
And we were with a top engineer last night. He can agree with you on this.
Yes, with a little tweaking, it could all run on hydrogen. Hello, there you go. But why not? Why are we not getting that? Because it's the most plentiful substance in the world, and they cannot get a monopoly over it.
Well, that's like diamonds are really semi-precious, but they're geographically restricted so they can create artificial scarcity again.
Right. And they have tight control over that. The fastest way to get killed in Africa is to go out and find a diamond, you know, outside of the normal chain.
Yeah, they call those blood diamonds and demonize anybody trying to get money for Africa.
Exactly.
When really it's the... So I want to come back with more solutions, other alternative energy things, and talk about, like you did yesterday, the machines you saw. All you do is put water into this thing. And then it separates it all out and just incredible. Right. It's as close as a perpetual motion machine as you can get. Jim Mars is our guest, and your phone calls are coming up as well. Your specific questions for our guest. Are we choosing our own destiny, or has it been pre-selected for us?
As we've moved through history, every great leader has had to understand the potential of information.
Billions of dollars have been spent privately and publicly looking at how to tap into your psyche.
From compulsory state education to the Hollywood media brainwashing machine, we are kept in perpetual bondage to the ideas that shape our actions.
When somebody obscures that feedback loop between you observing and testing it out and verifying it, they can take total control of your awareness.
All of this is happening so fast, you need to be ahead of the game.
How to engineer the opinion of the American people so that they would not only endorse but demand a war.
Oh, there's another one. Another plane just hit.
State of mind, because there's a war on for your mind. Get your copy of State of Mind the movie at InfoWars.com. And remember, every order at InfoWarsStore.com receives a free citizen rulebook.
Now is the perfect time to spring clean your body with Supernatural Silver, a non-toxic disinfectant for the body that can be used internally or externally. It helps the immune system by killing the bacteria, viruses, and mold that cause disease. This helps to reduce the workload of your already overworked immune system and allows the immune system to refocus its energy and recharge. Supernatural Silver can help combat over 300 different conditions, and it has the ability to kill over 143 types of bacteria, viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver's patented technology includes advanced scientific research with over 180 scientific studies conducted at independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes. To see how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, I see like 15 people loading up the phone system to my right. I am tempted tonight. I don't ever do this on the Sunday show. I do it on the weekday show quite often, to go into overdrive, which will be on the internet streams, the video streams at Infowars.com/show only at the end of this broadcast in T-minus 40 minutes to extend the broadcast. But we'll see what happens. Jim, you are just going a mile a minute off air about, as an investigator, as a journalist, all of these alternate energies. And again, we were having dinner last night with a very well-known engineer who's worked in the Apollo program, but after that in petroleum engineering, you name it, he's done it. And he was absolutely. And the fact that they knew 30 years ago they could have the streets be solar glass and power everything off that. I mean, they are just like they had light bulbs, famous light bulbs in San Francisco, but there's one in Dallas too, or is it? I remember hearing about when I was a kid at the fire station that was like 80 years old. Now it must be 100.
There was one at the Palace Theater that was burning until they finally tore it down. It had been burning since 1895
or something. So light bulbs that go for 100 years, why do they burn out fast now? It's planned obsolescence. Mm-hmm. That's admitted. The public doesn't know that. Everything's gamed. So get into it. Solar, all of it.
Well, it's all mindset. There is no problem with technology. I'm here to tell you, just with absolutely no fear of contradiction, that there is off-the-shelf technology that can solve all of our energy problems overnight. It's not technology. It's the mental thing. Now, here's a classic example. About 30 years ago, I was interviewing an energy expert, and I'd gotten real fired up on solar energy. And I said, well, you know, what about solar energy? You know, we draw energy from the sun. If sun burns out, we're all in trouble anyway. And he goes, well, that's really a good idea. He says, but that's 20 years in the future. Okay. Hey, folks, it's 20 years. Here we are. And we still don't have it. Why? Because, listen, here is the problem in their thinking, in their training, in their conditioning. He said, do you realize it would take solar panels covering the entire state of Arizona to provide enough electricity to power the city of Los Angeles? And I went, oh, whoa, yeah, I guess so. Well, I went off and I thought about that, and you know, he's right. But where's the flaw in his thinking? Central generation. He can only think in terms of generating enough electricity centrally and then piping it to LA,
where you lose most of it.
Yeah, and you lose most of it in the transmission.
Same thing with the with wind farms far away. It works to have it at your house,
right?
Like the old windmill, but not 500 miles away.
So what if everybody in Los Angeles put solar panels on their roof? Whoa, then you power the city of Los Angeles and everybody's got their own power. And why don't we have that? Because they hadn't figured out how to make a cloud come and hang over your house if you don't pay your electric bill.
Absolutely. Monopoly. Well, it's also come out in the news that if you try to hook it up on your house yourself off the grid, they won't come inspect it. They won't authorize in most cities. But if you, but they'll subsidize it and pay for part of it with taxpayer money if you hook it up and let them run it and it feeds the grid.
Right. Well, now that's an interesting thing too. And I've lived through all this and watched it happen. When it first came out about people, whether it's solar, wind generation, whatever, providing their own juice, the power companies were all opposed to it. Okay. And, but then it came in anyway. And then they passed laws saying if you are producing individually, enough juice that you can put it back into the power system, they have to buy it back from you, okay? Now, you'd think, ooh, wait a minute.
Sounds good, but it means you get an inspection. Now they're running you.
Well, number one, they can come on your property. They come and inspect you. But here's the thing. Now they're all for it because under the law, yes, they have to buy back your excess electricity, but they get to buy it back at a cheaper price than what they're paying normally.
And then some people, exactly. So it's creating monopoly for them again of a lower price.
But they're making money on it, so it's okay.
Exactly. But the people say, well, aren't you for Obama then? He's giving tens of billions of taxpayer money a year to this. So did Spain. It bankrupted him. It's given to select insiders.
He gave it to his buddies and they went broke.
They don't even open a building up. They just take the money and run.
Exactly.
Or they build windmills 500 miles away on record that break and don't even work and kill the birds. And
that's because chances are if you looked way into their portfolio, you'd find that actually they're heavily invested in oil and gas.
Well, no, it turns out you're right. You know, again, BP is the biggest funder of all this and the biggest funder of carbon taxes.
Right.
They're the group that gives most of the money to fund Bilderberg as a charity. Look it up.
Okay, you mentioned BP.
Is running the clean energy movement so they can kill it.
Exactly, and I just ran into some wonderful folks from California who had been getting some help, quote, help from Shell to develop hydrogen, all right? And then they finally realized that they weren't getting anywhere. Shell, that's Dutch oil. That's Queen
Beatrix
of Holland. They don't want that. It's a public relations move.
She owns that company.
And they weren't doing it. In fact, if anything, they were throwing roadblocks.
They are not just that company, but on record, the federal regulators, it's the same in Europe, will go to anybody and go, you got a nice company here. What, it's worth $10 million? Here's $500 million. Sign it over to us, and they shut it down and then say, look, we're green.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, do we have that Obama clip real quick? We're gonna play this clip because, again, he's telling Africans you can't have progress unless we have clean energy. Meanwhile, he's blocking it all while claiming he funds it all. This is the incredible brainwashing. Here's the clip.
The youth that everybody's mentioned here in Africa, if everybody's raising living standards to the point where everybody's got a car and everybody's got air conditioning and everybody's got a big house, well, the planet will boil over unless we find new ways of producing energy.
Now, expanding on that WhiteHouse.gov clip, the problem is warming happens in all the major studies. They had to admit this now, and then carbon dioxide goes up, and now NASA admits it's a cooling gas, and it's a trace gas. So it's a total red herring. Let us run the energy system and decide what you can have, or it'll burn the earth up.
Right. Well, what they claim is that it's the carbon emissions that are causing greenhouse effect and then heating up the planet. Okay. So, well, if we go to hydrogen, it doesn't heat up. If it puts out any excess at all, it's oxygen and clear water.
Which is something we need.
Yeah.
And how horrible.
By the way, listen, people, listen carefully to this. It is not global warming. It is solar system warming. The ice caps on Mars are diminishing, which means they're melting. The ice.
The UN voted and said the sun doesn't affect temperature.
But the ice on some of the moons of Jupiter is melting.
But I'm being sarcastic. I mean, they voted and said the sun doesn't affect us. The sun is everything.
Well, they used to tell us the world was flat.
But I mean, how dumb do they think we are? The sun is the main driver of climate.
Well, they think we're pretty dumb if all we do is watch mainstream media.
I agree. Now, let me throw this out, and we're going to go break, come back with calls here, and then into overdrive probably. We're sitting here looking at this. I mean, I just want to point out that they claim they're the ones trying to save the earth. They're the ones that are damaging.
Absolutely.
The genetic engineering. I mean, look at that.
Well, you're looking in the dictionary under hypocrisy, and you find government officials. I mean, there it is. They They're in the pocket of the vested interest, which means the oil company.
We're going to take questions, but you were the longtime Fort Worth Star-Telegram head police reporter. And I'm going to get your take on how police have changed when we come back with Jim Mars. I'm Alex Jones. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Isn't Wi-Fi great? You can browse the web anywhere. Coffee shops, airports, libraries. But using public Wi-Fi means that people can spy on you. And it's easy as, yep, they can access your data at the touch of a button. Seriously, even your internet service provider can see every website you ever go to. Private internet access has got your back. How? Well, it's kinda nerdy, but to put it simply, spies and companies that track you don't like us one bit. We create an encrypted tunnel so that nobody can spy on you. We also provide IP cloaking, which frees you from geographic restrictions when you're traveling. Register today and disappear online the way it was supposed to be. Go to privateinternetaccess.com right now, because your family's privacy is worth it. That's privateinternetaccess.com.
Now is the perfect time to spring clean your body with Supernatural Silver, a non-toxic disinfectant for the body that can be used internally or externally. It helps the immune system by killing the bacteria, viruses, and mold that cause disease. This helps to reduce the workload of your already overworked immune system and allows the immune system to refocus its energy and recharge. Supernatural Silver can help combat over 300 different conditions, and it has the ability to kill over 143 types of bacteria, viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver's patented technology includes advanced scientific research with over 180 scientific studies conducted at independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes. To see how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, your phone calls are coming up on this live Sunday transmission. Don't forget, I'll be back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central with InfoWars Nightly News and the daytime radio show 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Find all the show listings, info, free iPhone, Droid apps, the podcast, 600 plus thousand downloads a day. All of it at Infowars.com/show. And please spread the word about the broadcast. Our goal is to reach more people. Our goal is to have a new enlightenment, a new renaissance. And you are the key to that. You're not part of that. You are the resistance. You are the heart of that. Jim Mars, I want to go to calls. I don't want to hog you. We'll probably do some overdrive here, commercial free for internet only listeners here in about 30 minutes when the main transmission ends. But I wanted to ask you, to repeat what you were saying off air about 30 minutes ago when I was talking about the police going wild and, you know, commandeering half of Boston and treating everybody like terrorists. And now somebody shot fireworks off. We're going to lock down a neighborhood and search your houses without warrants and ask a cop a question. They taser you. Or the imperiousness and how the government with its RAND Corporation Domestic Stabilization Force has really federalized police. I mean, you worked for a long time. You knew Jack Ruby. I mean, you've been working since the early 60s as a crime reporter in Dallas-Fort Worth at the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Give me your take on this transformation of our police.
Well, unfortunately, yes, you're right. There is a huge transformation. Back in the day, back in the early 60s when I started, I was the police reporter. I officed in the police station right across from the dispatch room. Had all these monitors, you know, every time a call come in, I'd hear it, and I had a little mobile call.
Talk about transparency. They'd never do that today.
No.
A reporter in the heart of the police station.
Right there, and I'd go hang out in the dispatch room and talk to the dispatchers. I knew them all. They all knew me. I'd go hang out with the detectives, and in the morning, we'd all go get coffee. And several times, we'd be having coffee in the morning, and they'd get a call, and we got a homicide. Because, let's face it, you know, morning, that's when you find the bodies, right?
Yeah.
So, boom, man. I just run with them. Had a little snappy brim hat and a trench coat, and I'd just go with them. Had a pad and a pencil, and I'd go walk right on in, into the crime scene, step over the blood and the mud and the bodies and everything else, and just sit there and make my little notes and write down what
was because happening. We were a free country more then. I mean,
this was the old republic.
Yes. You, exactly. Now, you didn't cover up.
Here's what happened, and it's an evolutionary thing. It wasn't anybody's fault, but before long, all of a sudden, the radio stations decided they wanted to get in on spot news, so they started carrying little portable tape recorders. So now you got three or four or five reporters from radio stations with recorders they want in. All right. Well, then the next thing you know, the TV stations, they were getting either.
And now they want to make something up to get a story. Now there's an adversarial relationship and the globalists have played off that.
They wanted to be there. Okay. And then the TVs started getting little cameras they could carry either 8mm, 16mm wind ups or small videos. But then they had to have a light guy and a sound guy. And first thing you know, you had 24 people. Well, you can't keep out one reporter and let another one in. That's not fair. So they start keeping everybody out. So then you have to stand outside the house or the business or whatever, wait for the police spokesman to come out and tell you what happened. Well, now they've got that damn yellow tape. And they block off blocks at a time.
And secrecy breeds corruption.
Exactly. Now, 8 times out of 10, they will come and just tell you, okay, it's a barroom shooting, it's a domestic quarrel, whatever. You get the story, no big deal. But if there's a little bit of a politics to it, or if there's something a little flaky, or the feds are involved, then how do we know that we're getting the straight story?
Like Michael Hastings' car blowing up, or Gary Webb getting shot twice in the head.
And it got more and more corrupt, okay? Now, with no more scrutiny, with nobody looking over their shoulder, then that's where the corruption comes in, because then they can pull sneakies, they can fake reports, they can plant evidence, they can do all kinds of things, and I'm not saying they do this all the time. I still have the highest regard for police officers because that's a tough job.
It is.
It's
tough.
A tough job, and I honor them for doing that. But like any other job, like any other group of people,
they're not above the law.
You got a small percentage that are just cowboys. Okay, they're there to be arrogant. They're there to push their weight around. For example, if you get stopped by a cop, how many times, if anybody listening to my voice, how many times have you ever gotten stopped and the cop says, "Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I think I got the wrong car," or, "Oh, I'm sorry, I made a mistake here." Never. They cannot do that. They've got to exert their authority. And now it's getting worse and worse because now they're all under Homeland Security. And they're settling.
Well, that's the issue, is now they're secret agents.
Yeah.
Now they're in top secret operations.
Well, now it's security. Security. And
hey, listen, I watched two movies with my wife last week. One was called Numbers, another was something else. But the point is, it's like now the CIA comes and kills the bad guy and goes ahead and shoots their family just because they saw. And the movie ends, and that's good. I mean, they're just shelling torture, secret arrest. Who's going to protect us from a government? I'm surprised the government isn't more corrupt, that since 1947, Jim, we have had a government that can operate in total secrecy under national security. No right. wonder it's so bad.
Well, let me put it this way. Here's something for people to think about. Every time we hear about some foreign adventurism, some military operation somewhere, some near undeclared war, who's behind it? The National Security Council. Well, the National Security Council said it was okay. They authorized.
And by the way, they've gotten presidents to transfer them more power than the president and Congress.
Okay, now wait. Can you tell me who exactly is the National Security Council?
I do know. It's people like General Jones and folks, but the general public doesn't know that.
Okay, what they don't know is that they bring in people as they need them, but the basic National Security Council is only four people.
Yep.
The president, the vice president, secretary of defense, and state. Now, wait a minute. Three of those are appointed by the president. So when we allowed them to set up this national security system.
Look at Obama doing whatever he wants with Obamacare. And the news is like roll call today goes, is that dictatorial?
Well,
it's a dictatorship.
Well, the one person, the president, picks the National Security Council, which approves everything having to do with are fighting, and that's a dictatorship, right? It's one guy. One guy.
And now they want to bring 50,000 veterans of Syria who are mainly Al-Qaeda here to America. And you know, they're not going to get searched. They're going to fly on private jets. But my family's going to be groped.
Oh, well, I'm not even flying anymore. I'm just not doing it. I'm not going to play their game. This is so ridiculous.
Well, that's okay. Now they have highway checkpoints. We got to go to calls. We're going to break here. We're going to go into overdrive, too, when the main radio show ends, Infowars.com/show, free audio, free video feeds. We're going to continue for a while until we get to all of these 15 calls that are holding, and that's it. But let's go to Mark in Oregon. You're first out of the box. Thanks for holding. You're on the air with Jim Mars.
Hi, Alex and Jim.
Howdy, Mark.
Hey, Jim. Jim, I wanted to pose this question to you. Alex has a fully functioning social networking website, planetinfowars.com, I believe. Would you agree that on planet Earth, this website is by far the greatest potential tool which could be used to allow people to organize together into national and even global protests?
Sure, sure. We set up a social network about a year ago. I don't talk about it enough. It's planetinfowars.com. Millions of people use it, and there's anything you want to set up, you can do there as long as it's legal and lawful and not obscene. And it's a great place to organize and have folks meet together. And I said that in my speech last night that you were at, and you just given a speech before me, is that it is the people. They're going to have to lead. We can point out problems and do research all day, but from a cop on the beat to a school teacher to a doctor, they're going to have to decide with their moral decisions where they stand.
Well, here's the good news. There's more of us than there are of them. But we got to get organized. If you're going to get organized, then you need a
social. And good people don't want to get in people's business. Right. We've got to start doing that.
Exactly. And I'll tell you something. I've been playing very low key, and I've been playing the game for years and years and years, writing books, not trying to attack anybody. I stay off Facebook. I don't yell and scream at people. But I tell you what, it's time to stop playing nice, because the people we're up against are not playing nice.
Good. I'm ready for you to give them some Texas hell. Can I go after them, Mars?
That's right.
Turn it loose. Give them, open a can.
Yeah. Well, the last time I was in the airport and told them, no, you're not going to grope me, and no, you're not going to scan me with those destructive body scanners. They call the cops on me.
So, while the government runs Al-Qaeda.
Are we choosing our own destiny, or has it been pre-selected for us?
As we've moved through history, every great leader has had to understand the potential of information.
Billions of dollars have been spent privately and publicly looking at how to tap into your psyche.
From compulsory state education to the Hollywood media brainwashing machine, we are kept in perpetual bondage to the ideas that shape our actions.
When somebody obscures that feedback loop between you observing and testing it out and verifying it. They can take total control of your awareness.
All of this is happening so fast, you need to be ahead of the game.
How to engineer the opinion of the American people so that they would not only endorse but demand a war.
Another plane just hit.
State of mind, because there's a war on for your mind. Get your copy of State of Mind, the movie at InfoWars.com. And remember, every order at InfoWarsStore.com receives a free citizen rulebook. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filters today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Kalben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. Get SimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we've got one more segment of main broadcast, and then it goes internet only at InfoWars.com. You can just click on the Flash players or Windows or everything else we've got there, but there's also the free iPhone apps, Droid apps, the podcast after the show's over, video feed live right now at InfoWars.com/show. Jim, I want to go right back to phone calls, but again, you were bringing up a lot of issues during the break. You were saying something about Nazi Germany, which you've written best-selling books on, paralleling America.
Oh, absolutely. The only point I was going to make is that the Nazis, at the height of their power and arrogance, middle of World War II, they did not, and I'm sure never even contemplated, stopping Germans on the street or at a public place and saying, we're going to grope your genitals and we're going to put our hands in your pants And
like the TSA.
Yeah. Because
they drag your kids away and then go get back and then grab them and some weird guy with grease dripping off his hair does it.
Why didn't they do that to those Germans? Because those Germans at that time would never have put up with that. But we do.
Nobody puts up with what Americans put up with.
I know.
And it's sad for me.
They laugh at us. Israel, probably one of the most security conscious countries in the whole world. They don't do that.
They don't touch. No, they actually profile.
I know. It's incredible. Oh, one other thing too about the police, the changes that I noticed. When I started back in the '60s working for police, if for some reason the FBI showed up, they came with their hat in their hand. Would you like us to help you? We'd be glad to give you some help if you'd like. And of course, the local police, man, oh, J. Edgar Hoover, the FBI, holy cow, yeah, please, help us out.
Now cops roll over like a dog, pee on themselves.
Well, it all happened on my watch. Just over the period of about 10 years there, it went from, hey, can we help you to, well, we're here to help to get out of the way. We're with the federal government.
To roll out a red carpet and kiss my patoot.
Yeah.
I mean, usually how a dog rolls over and I mean, that's
And so I think my message is to all the police officers out there and deputy sheriffs and law enforcement people. Listen, you do not have to cave in to the FBI and the
feds. Yeah, stop groveling. Why do we even have states?
Exactly. They are run by corrupt people. You're the people that's supposed to be protecting the public. Okay.
Yeah, the federal government has been totally taken over by globalists.
Well, serve and protect the people. Protect us from them. Okay.
Jim Mars is our guest. We got to go to calls right now. Let's talk to Curtis in Tennessee. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. Hello, Alex. This is Mars. Alex, I need information. Oh, I got two things to ask. Information about the smart meter. You had a lady on a show about 3 to 4 weeks ago that they got the victory on the smart meter in a small town in Texas.
And yes, sir.
I'm pretty sure the city council and the lady here in Memphis, we might try to get a hold of that lady to talk to her. They'll give her a trip here to educate the people here because they're talking about getting it here.
Well, let me tell you this. I forget the name of the lady in Texas that's gotten it kicked out in like 30 counties last time I checked. New York Times reported it. Guys, can type in for me something like Texas woman defeats smart meters, but... The big issue is even the Washington Post and AP just last week reported that the smart meters are going to control your refrigerator, your whole house. So that's on record. So it's not just what we're doing here in Texas. These smart meters are loaded up with other spy tech that basically jack into everything in your house and then surveil you. And that's not Alex Jones saying that. That's General Petraeus, former head of the CIA, last year at a Wired magazine conference, bragged and said, quote, your dishwasher is washing and listening to you. That's the Wired magazine headline, Jim.
Yeah, well, as I understand it, with these smart meters, under the old meters, that when you turn something on, then the meter starts because you're using electricity. Under the smart meters, they kind of keep a certain level going. So the bottom line.
Yeah, that's a whole other area. It's been proven all over the news that they double and triple bills. They rip you off with these. It's smart, all right. Smart at raping you.
That's right. Your electric bill's going to go up, period. Plus
And don't believe us. Watch it happen.
Yeah. Go study it for yourself.
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought up that angle. They're screwing us so many different ways that I didn't even remember that it's been in the news that's happening.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking 1 month after it went in a case in Chicago in a whole neighborhood, doubling of prices.
Yeah.
And then people did stuff like unplug it from the house and go on a vacation, and they still got bills.
Well, see, this is what I don't understand. You got the Obama administration that's pushing all this stuff like smart meters. And yet, and what it's doing is it's screwing his own constituents.
Well, look at Obamacare.
He's supposed to be there.
It doubles rates, doesn't cover it, written by the insurance companies.
I know. I don't understand. And yet there's so many people still supporting him. And yet they can't seem that it's...
Obamacare is a huge tax on the poorest people.
I know. He's hurting.
He increased taxes on people making $20,000 a year in this new tax increase. That's right. A fact.
That's right. Now, if you're making $20,000 or less, you really can't afford a tax increase. Now, and if he ups
it. But it's okay because he's liberal. I mean,
I know. They voted.
They're all mad. The Huffington Post that Bush is getting a humanitarian award from a university. I mean, why not give him a Peace Prize too? Why not give Obama 100?
Well, here's what I don't understand. They gave Obama a Nobel Peace Prize because he wanted peace and thought about peace. He hadn't done anything.
Hitler wanted peace.
Well, wait. I want peace. How come I can't get a Nobel Peace
Prize? Well, I think Bush deserves one, and I think Hitler does. Give him one. Stalin.
That's right.
Hitler. Genghis Khan.
Hitler wanted peace. He wanted a piece of Czechoslovakia. He wanted a piece of Poland.
Emperor Palpatine wanted one. Thank you, caller. I hope that answers your question. Let's go to Andrew in Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, extremist.
Oh, hi. My phone just buzzed for a moment. But, okay. Jim, my question for you is, do you agree with me that every so often on his show, Alex should expose the highly significant, in-your-face, obvious fact that the moon is a giant artificial body, which you exposed in the first chapter of your book, Alien Agenda?
No, I agree with you. I actually think it's Hillary Clinton's butt up there. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm not quite prepared to say this is a totally artificial body, but there are many, many, many strange aspects to our moon that we don't really even understand, none the least of which is how it got where it is.
Perfectly placed for the Earth to have its atmosphere.
Yeah, even Isaac Asimov, a famous scientist and writer, has said the moon should not be where it is, but it is. And so, anyway, that kind of lays out a real dichotomy in our thinking because, as we all know, there's no such thing as aliens.
Let me tell the caller, Andrew, something. Look, I'm a reptoid 18 billion years old. I run the moon. I'm actually the galactic commander. Oh. Stop trying to, look. And Obama deserves 100 peace prizes. He should have, for breakfast, little peace prizes. Just thousands of them. I mean, he should be massaged with peace prizes.
Made out of chocolate.
Absolutely, or whatever you want, strawberries. Thank you, caller, you extremist. Let's go to Chris in Florida. Hello, Chris. Do you nominate Obama for 10,000 peace prizes? There's an inflation in them now. The more people he kills, the more al-Qaeda he funds, the more every drop of blood, when al-Qaeda chops a kid's head off in Syria or in Egypt, every gout of blood, he gets thousands of peace prizes. Go ahead, caller.
Absolutely. Inflation sucks all of us dry. No, thank you very much, Alex, for taking my call. Jim Marr, it's wonderful that you're on. And Alex, you just do it all right, man. You tell the truth. I'm so glad I have you listen to. Mainstream media just misses the mark so far. It's incredible. But my question for Jim, okay, I am working in the alternative energy research market. How does my company get funded? We need a chunk of change.
Well, let me tell you how you do it. You make a contribution to the crime syndicate, the Chicago Mafia, or Obama, and then they're saying for a $10,000 donation, you get $1 million back.
No. Let me tell you what. I can't really tell you what to do because going out and trying to find funding, that's everybody's looking for that. But I can tell you two things not to do, okay? Number one, your first inclination is if you come up with a valid alternative energy device is to run, get it patented. Okay. Don't do it because when you give it to the patent office, you're giving it to the government. The government, if they sees that it'll actually work, they'll put it under national security, wrap it up. And you'll never see it again. Two, don't let the big companies buy it up. They're going to say, well, what a wonderful.
That's project. Right. Build it, let open it, source it, give it to right. everybody.
That's right. In fact, I know this sounds counterintuitive, but it's true. Put it out on the internet.
And then you'll be the consultant who can then help everybody set it up.
Exactly, because most people, like right now, most people know how to make beer. Most people can grow tobacco, but they don't. They'll buy it. Okay, so if you come up with a device, put it all out there.
I got to let the caller go. We're going to start Overdrive, internet only, Infowars.com/show. Briefly, Mars, tell folks about these devices you've seen, the specific generators. All you put in is water, and it runs your house.
Right. Well, I know where one's in existence. I've seen them operate. It's called a hydrogen generator. It's about the size of a coffee can, runs off of hydrogen, oxygen. Okay, so theoretically what you do is you just take some water, any old water, lake water, ditch water. You run it across an electrolyzing plate. You separate the hydrogen and the oxygen. You burn that in the firing chamber with a spark
plug. And turn a turbine.
And that produces instant steam because you got water
circulating. That turns a turbine. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
There is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce nano silver solutions, our 2-ounce nano silver nasal applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I think in the 6-7 year history of this Sunday broadcast, been on there 18 years, been doing the Sunday show for about 6-7 years. Had to look up that date to get the actual numbers, but it's around that. This is like the second or third time we've gone into overdrive. So Jim Mars is with us. I got Brad, Man Bear Pig, Mark, Shanib. I'm pronouncing that right. Jesse, Michael, and Clone. And that's it for calls with Jim Mars. We're going to go to you in a moment. But you were getting into how these hydrogen generators work. Start back over and then get into your friend they basically killed. Arkin sided with that.
Yeah. Well, he got the idea for this thing and then built it. And it actually worked. I've seen it work. But it got... People would take off, and the big companies tried to come and buy it up. He wouldn't sell to them. And this thing basically could produce superheated steam, which could then turn a turbine, produce all the electricity you want. And then when the steam condensed, you had potable water, okay, clear water. So it not only was a water purifier, but an energy generator. And it's about the size of a coffee can. And I've seen it work. It works, okay? But the next thing you know, we were off visiting in China, and when we got back, we found out that he had been found in his car up in Denton County, and a hose run into the tailpipe, and they ruled it a suicide. And yet, my wife and I and all the friends, everybody knew him, nobody believes that. But how can you prove anything?
Well, listen, I know people that have developed products that have made hundreds of millions of dollars in medical devices and medical treatments and drugs and salves and things like that. And they say government's point blank, this is a disruptive technology. If it doesn't play ball with the big boys, they don't allow it.
Right.
Or the big boys will buy it and just warehouse it.
Right.
I guess the analogy or the parable or the allegory would be at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark, that warehouse just full of all those boxes of other secret things.
All right, here's another one. When I was working for the newspaper, I covered this story where Western Electric, which is the R&D facility for Bell Electric, a Bell telephone at the time, had developed, again, a little coffee can type device that was a solar collector generator. And, you know, every time your phone rings, it uses just a little, the old telephones, it took a little bit of juice to ring the bell, right? So, but over a year and with all the telephones, that was millions of dollars in electricity that it was costing the phone company. So they came up with this little solar collector generator, and they were going to put it on the pole, telephone poles of all the neighborhoods, and they'd collect a little bit of sunlight energy, hold it, and then ring the telephones. It was going to save them millions, okay? Well, the problem is, just as they got ready to patent it, somebody realized, now, wait a minute, if we put this out, somebody's going to get hold of one. They'll take it apart. They'll figure out how to make a solar collector generator. They'll make a bigger one. They can run their house and have their own independent electricity. So they shelved it, put it back in a closet.
Last night, the video's up at Infowars.com. Raymond Teague, who was one of the head Apollo engineers, you know, he's on the TV shows, the photos, he's there. He said a lot off record we can't repeat. Why do they tell me this stuff?
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately, but as journalists, we wear those hats. We can't. I'm mainly a commentator, but I wear the journalist hat, so I never tell. Never kiss and tell. Learned that with the cheerleaders very quickly when I was about 15. But the point is that I never kiss and tell. But what he did tell us is on record about when he was working at RCA in between the Apollo program, Skylab, and then he went on to the shuttle program. What they admitted. Tell folks about that.
Oh, well, they've had anti-gravity, and he saw one they'd put out in the company newsletter, as I recall. And,
yeah, showed the guy floating around on it, the engineer.
They said, yeah, we've developed anti-gravity, and you've got that clip, right? Aren't you going to show that?
Well, it's up on the side, but the point is, it's just wild. Raymond's a real guy, and he's telling us this.
And this isn't just one story from one guy out of there. In my book, Rise of the Fourth Reich, I believe, detailed how that right after World War II, there was a series of articles by William Lear, the guy who invented the Learjet, and by several other very reputable people, and they were all talking about anti-gravity, and that was the next thing, and it was going to be, you know, and then it all went dark. That was the end of that, and today they have got it so suppressed that if you go talk to a aeronautical engineer and start talking about anti-gravity, he'll laugh at you and run out of the room because they say it doesn't exist.
Back in the late 80s, they had it. They did the Hans and Fleischmann or whatever it was, zero point energy. Oh, it was a mayonnaise jar. Turned out that test actually worked. Now, it wasn't really very feasible to transfer the power, and it didn't create a lot of power. But the point is, it was a real test. Hundreds of universities have now done similar things and proven it.
Right.
But since that hoax happened, or they claimed it was a hoax, no coverage.
Right.
No coverage. Now, briefly, and then I'm going to these calls. I promise, callers. Get into deals. For those that don't know, it's been declassified that they made a deal for most of the Iraqi military to stand down in 1991. They made a deal in 2003 for over 90% to stand down. They were trained here in the U.S. That's on record. Saddam was CIA. That's declassified. For those that don't know, he'd gone rogue, so he was definitely an adversary, but that's how infiltrated it was. The Germans were able to take France in 2 weeks because, again, the majority of their general staff stood down to become the new dictators, the Vichy French. They moved from Paris to Vichy to run the whole country. That's why they stood down. It's the same thing. Deals are made. Now, what is your evidence of the whole Nazi system going underground or making a deal with the West and the whole rat line, paperclip? How deep does that go?
That goes way, way deep. I'm going to have to make this short and brief, but you're going to have to do your own homework. But read my book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich. Basically, the story is this. We know the Germans were working on an atomic bomb, but the official history says, they weren't able to make one. But yes, they were. They may have even set off some tactical nukes on the Eastern Front. But Stalin couldn't admit to that because he was having problems enough keeping his people in the war anyway. All right, so Germany had the atomic bomb. Whoops, they did. How come they didn't use one? Okay, very simple, because by the time they had one that was operational and that they could use, it was towards the end. The Russians were closing in from the east. The Allies were closing in from the west. And the key thing, a couple of key things, they did not have a reliable delivery system. They had a three-stage rocket called the New York rocket, if that'll tell you what their plan was. But it was unreliable. They didn't have a guidance system that was that adequate. They had a huge base in Norway with these six-engine bombers, and they were waiting to go on the New York mission.
Which they then put in Captain America, the first episode, with the Red Skull. See, they take real stuff and then make it a movie.
And make it a movie so that if it comes up, people go, oh, well, you just saw that in the movie. But anyway, all right, I have...
But you wrote about this before that came out.
Oh, yeah. And I have a copy of the 1942 Luftwaffe blast study of an atomic bomb on Manhattan Island. That's what they were doing. So why didn't they do it? Okay, simple. The war was almost over. We were closing in. If they had set off a nuclear weapon in London or Paris or New York, we would have devastated Germany. We would have left no stone unturned. That would have been the end of that. So what did they do? They got to the elitists. They got to the John J. McCloys and to the Allen and John Foster Dulleses and to the Rockefellers and to the Rothschilds. And they said, okay, we're going to swap you our nuclear technology in exchange for immunity. And that's when we set up Operation Paperclip, and we allowed thousands of unreconstructed Nazis to come into the United States, and we rolled them into our military.
And that's why Oppenheimer said the bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki on record were of German providence.
Exactly. Exactly. In fact, we only had enough uranium for one bomb, and we set that off at Alamogordo just to make sure it worked. And then just a few weeks later...
To make sure the Nazis weren't BSing.
Yes. And then just a few weeks later, though, we had two to drop on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Where'd they come from? They came from the Germans.
A German's U-boat.
Uh-huh. The U-235. Okay. It's
but what's crazy is most of that's declassified.
Yes, it's
that's what's frustrating. People are watching this thinking we're just saying this. It's like, you know,
there was a whole really pretty good little documentary on the military channel, I believe it was, about the U-235 and the fact that they were shipping a Messerschmitt jet and some 50 barrels, gold-lined barrels of uranium. That was enriched uranium because you don't need gold line if it's not enriched, all right? So it's all a deal. It's always a deal. That's how we got our nuclear capability.
So just like the French made a deal to capitulate to the Nazis before it started, the West took them in. Mm-hmm. And they were put over the rocketry programs, over the CIA. They were like the golden boys.
Well, let's not forget that prior to the war, America was largely isolationism. In fact, it was a huge pro-German faction.
The Bund.
And the Bund. You know, Charles Lindbergh, a lot of people were very supportive. Joe Kennedy, they were all supportive of
my grandfather remembered Dallas radio stations were like pro-Bund.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But see, we tend to forget that because, the history is written by the victors.
It's incredible. I mean, it is so amazing. Let's go to phone calls. Brad in Utah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, thanks. And glad to join you, Jim Mars and Alex Jones. I pray for you every day, Alex, you and your family. Thanks for exposing everything you have today. The Middle East breakdown, the Muslim Brotherhood, Al-Qaeda, free
thank you, brother.
Alternate energy, the police state. I'm from Waco originally, so need I say more about the police state? I had an attorney that actually quit practicing law handling my case where some cops at the biggest nightclub there had me jumped by their buddies, and I kind of got the best of them, of those three that jumped me, but nonetheless, trooper picked me up on the way home as a buddy of mine was taking me to the hospital. I broke one of my wrists, but I had a case that probably would have shut all their good time Friday and Saturday night down, but I had a attorney that quit practicing law, but also had an FBI friend that said let it go. So when y'all mention FBI and that sort of thing, at the time I didn't think he was a friend. I thought he was just...
No, I hear you. I hear you, brother. It's all crazy how corrupt stuff is. I saw cops stealing drugs when I was 14 years old in Dallas, then busting kids that had bought drugs from their dealers. So I get it. You got a question for Jim?
Yeah, you've definitely relieved my psyche. There's a lot of other people who have suffered worse than me. Free energy. Wanted to know, Jim, these guys in Australia that developed this perpetual motion machine, I've been waiting for it to come out for $5,000 a pop to run your whole household. I have a feeling somebody's, you know, captured that project. Another question, and you can answer these. I'll just give you a couple of three. Hydrogen generator. University of Missouri, these guys used to stop people on the street and say, hey, can I run an experiment on your car, I'll show you how to run on water, and they'd pop a few hoses or do something, and next thing you know, they're running the car off of water, just a gallon.
Yeah, well, here's the problem. And just like you explained, I thought this unit, there's a lot of scammers who say they've got a system that'll run everything. If you just come invest, they can build it, and I appreciate your call. That's my problem. But I know they had carburetors in the 60s that got 75 miles to the gallon. I have the, you know, Time magazine with the ad from General Motors in it. So I know they're suppressing things. Hell, they're trying to shut down coal, even though it's got problems because they don't control all of it. So we know that's going on. I appreciate your call. Any comments on what he said?
Oh, well, you do have to be careful, and there are some scam artists out there. So when they come around saying, I'm wanting money, but now if you're talking about when those students were showing how to run your car on water, I think you can. Now, as far as those people in Australia, don't hold your breath, okay? You're probably never going to hear about that again. It's incredible how they shut down alternative energy.
But listen, putting from a certified, well-known company, putting a windmill up at your house to power part of what you're doing, that's real. Mm-hmm. Putting in solar, just moving partially into it, that's real.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. And hydrogen can be real if they just pay attention to it. But they have put the kibosh on that. They don't want you even thinking.
Yeah, there's no, a lot of governments saying it's looking into clean energy or new energy or alternative energy is because they know how hot it is.
Right. Well, solar, there's drawbacks on almost every alternative energy. Tidal, you know, you have to build something on the seacoast. Solar, you got to hope that you're going to have a lot of sunlight. Probably wouldn't work very well in Seattle. Cold, you got to be somewhere where there's coal. You know, but hey, hydrogen, that's
it's
hydrogen
everywhere.
It's everywhere.
No, hydrogen's the key. That's the whole moral of this show. Hydrogen. Hydrogen secrets. The Secrets of Hydrogen with Jim Maher.
And if you ran your cars on hydrogen,
the ratings of a fascist.
If you run your car on hydrogen, guess what your pollutant is? Oxygen.
Hey, watch it. The clean coal plants put out carbon dioxide. They list that as a pollutant. They'll list oxygen as a pollutant. You come out with those hydrogen generators, they will list oxygen as a nerve agent.
Well, they
will list it as a chemical weapon, punishable by immediate execution.
The EPA has already declared that carbon dioxide is a dangerous gas, and yet every time you exhale, you're exhaling carbon dioxide.
Plants breathe it. Plants respirate. They operate off that in photosynthesis. All right, we got Al Gore calling in. He's mad at you. Man, bear, pigus. Pigus, wiggus, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I'm calling in about the Teapot Dome scandal, Alex.
Well, welcome to the airwaves, man, bear, pig. Good to have you here, Al Gore.
Good to talk to you guys. Hey, Jim, can you take us back to Dallas? If you were there in Fort Worth when Kennedy was assassinated, I mean, I'd just love to pick your brain about that. I mean, I was born like a month before that happened, and
we'll do that on some future show, right? This is the 50th anniversary. It gets closer.
What was it like when it happened, though? Just briefly.
Well, what do you want to know? What do you mean, what was it like?
Well, good question. I mean, it's just like you were there. I mean, so many of us who, you know, it affected my whole life. It woke me up and allowed me to wake up more when 9/11 came. Because
come on, you know, gunman did it. Don't be a conspiracy there.
If you know what they did to Kennedy, and it's obvious, you say, Alex, 95% to 100. Anybody who studies it knows it's the government did it.
I think your question may be is that, you know, didn't want people aware, and how come that it's been so controversial all these years, right? Let me explain this to you. People need to understand this. And the polls back me up. Right now today, well over half the people in this country detest Barack Hussein Obama. Okay? I mean, they don't like him at all. Some people even think he's the Antichrist. All right? So tomorrow, if we're suddenly told by the news that he had been assassinated, you've got half the people in this country who go, well, good. Okay. Well, now multiply that feeling by a factor of 10 because it was simpler, straightforward, more honest times. And that's what happened at the Kennedy assassination. The rank and file average citizen thought he was cool, thought he was nice, had a beautiful wife and loved to see the kids crawling around. He was great. They loved him. But the other half, and this unfortunately included the wealthy people and the industrialists and the bankers and the military people. They hated him and they thought he was a danger to the country. So even though they had nothing to do with his killing, it was okay by them.
Yeah, the whole system played along. It was a different world back then. One final comment, Man Bear.
What led you to write Crossfire, Jim? And if you ever talked to, like, Mark Lane's obviously written some great books. He's awesome. I think he spearheaded a lot of the,
Yeah, what's the Israel connection? You were talking about that yesterday, in your speech, or well, also that, when we had dinner. Yeah. Talk about the Israel thing.
That was another straw that broke the camel's back. Kennedy was shaking up the status quo. He was gonna pull
abolish the Federal Reserve, take the troops out, get us let out black of folks vote.
Get us out of Vietnam. He also was balking at Israel. He was demanding that we inspect the Dimona plant to make sure they weren't making nuclear weapons. And he had already made it clear that he was not going to allow us to ship weapons grade plutonium to Israel, something they really wanted and desperately needed. So that was that. I don't think that was the reason that he was killed, but it was another one that added to
the stars aligned.
Yes,
a lot of people got
yes,
sick of
that,
it.
Yeah, there was a whole series of agendas that coalesced right there in 1963, and it was. Okay.
What's your bottom line on Kennedy? Good guy or bad guy?
Well,
because it looks like they killed Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah. Well, personally, of course, he was human. And kind of a rounder, and you could claim that he was, you know, not a really good guy, but I think on the total, he really believed he was president of the United States, and he really believed that he was going to take some steps to try to correct the injustices and imperfections in our system. Well, that put him up against all the entrenched special interests.
Who were used to making the decisions.
Exactly. He thought he was president, and they showed him he wasn't.
All right, caller. Hope that answers the question. Mark in San Jose, California, you're on the air.
Yeah, can I talk with MarkDice.com? Don't let him go. That sounded like MarkDice.com.
All right, man. Like I said, we don't screen calls. You're on air. I don't know what to make of that, but go ahead.
LBJ, Jim, I have a question in regards to the USS Liberty and his part that he played there.
Mm-hmm. Well, he got those people killed. What else do you need to know?
He ordered a stand down of the aircraft carriers.
Yeah.
Yeah, because didn't he say, wasn't he the one that kept talking about for reasons of national security?
Well, I think what he actually meant was reasons of my personal security.
Yeah, plus the Israel-obsessed group, you can criticize Israel, and then they say, look, you're covering up for Israel. Because it's like part of a thing of only they expose Israel, so you can't be part of exposing it. You must be part of it because only they are exposing it. When I point out our government ordered the stand down and was involved with Israel trying to false flag that ship to blame it on Egypt as a pretext for a larger war and even the Russians, it was like basically the expansion of Northwoods, but in the Middle East. Right. So there's the larger players, and they're like, no.
Well, you know what? A lot of people miss this, too. The father of modern Israel was Baron Rothschild. So the Rothschilds created Israel. They were also the people who funded communism in Russia. They're also the people who created Hitler in Germany. And they're also the people that run the United States through Wall Street.
And that's why they're in charge. They're full spectrum dominance.
Exactly.
They know how to set up the whole climate and then sit back as they all run against each other.
Right. So don't fall in the trap of thinking it's this versus them versus the Russian versus the communist versus the Zionist. It's all one big ball of wax.
It's all corrupt gangsters that have studied how humans operate, manipulating us. Good question, caller. Let's go to Shohabi, I think I'm pronouncing it, in Oklahoma. You're on the air.
Thank you for my call. Thank you, Jim, Alex. That's Sohei, but thank you very much for taking my call. I just had a quick question for Jim Mars. 9/11, the book 9/11, we're coming up on the 12th year anniversary of 9/11. There's a million Muslim march in Washington, D.C., and there's been two movies released, White House Down and Olympus Has Fallen. any false flag alerts, anything like that.
Yeah, they've got all these movies, Jim, since you're looking quizzical, where the White House is being attacked. And I think that makes it like the White House is good, the bad guys attack it, it's right. The good guys. I don't think that means there'll be an attack on the White House, though they might do something like that. I mean, they love false flags.
Right.
But we've so damaged the franchise of self-inflicted wounds.
Well, all I'm going to say is, and you can check out my book, The Terror Conspiracy Revisited, and you're going to find out that just like the bumper sticker, 9/11 was an inside job.
9/11 was an inside job.
People can't trust not only the executive branch, but also don't trust Congress and don't trust federal judges.
That's right.
To make sure that we're abiding by the Constitution.
That's right.
Well, it's going to be a problem. Well,
then
well,
we're going to have some problems here.
Oh, really? We're going to have some problems.
Well, it's like John J. McCloy, who was on the Warren Commission and was quoted as saying, what we have to do is show the world that America is not just another banana republic where a conspiracy can change the government. Well, unfortunately, folks, we are a banana republic, and they did change the government.
That's right. Anytime you allow a globalist coup or an insider coup, everything gets corrupt from there because their own people can't stop stealing, and then the insiders on top don't want to stop their minions because they're all getting a piece of it, and just everything collapses, and you go from a shining castle on the hill to sewage running down the street.
And
that's what corruption, we're turning into a gangster society.
And there's only one rule of the game, and that is don't give away the game. Don't tell anybody the game's afoot.
And we're here giving the game up.
And we're giving the game.
We're here giving the trick up. We're here exposing the entire Kit Kat and caboodle. Thank you, sir. Three more calls. Jesse, Michael, and Clone. Let's talk to Jesse and Tejas. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good. We got Jim Mars here with us, bud.
Hey, well, I just had a couple of questions, I guess. First off, I was just wondering, whatever happened to hydrogen cars? You know, you heard all about them, and you thought it was going to be the next thing, and then it just kind of...
Well, it was going to be hydrogen cells. They always put it in something that doesn't... Yeah, exactly.
It could be hydrogen cars. But they were trying to go halfway. They were trying to do public relations and say, okay, yeah, we're gonna start shifting to hydrogen, but it had to be through a hydrogen cell so they can keep control over the technology.
Look, this is 20-year-old technology, the smartphone at least. The B-2 bomber had been around for 20 years before they rolled it out in 87.
Right.
They can have this little baby access the whole world, run for hours, take photos, do the whole nine yards off the electricity in the wall. They are suppressing all types of stuff because once they turn loose of the energy control system in the economy, in the microcosm that is your personal life and the larger ecosystem, it's over. And these are control freaks, so they won't do it. But as you see the world having less energy, as you see the devaluation of currency, you see rioting, murder, war expanding.
Pollution.
They hope to ride all this to victory. Because they think they can screw everybody and get away with it. You know, it's like there's an article right here out of the London Telegraph about how the cosmetics have all these chemicals and estrogen mimickers in them. I talk about this and they attack me. I mean, do the elite think they're going to put out a bunch of poison in the food and water and not have it blow back on their kids? I mean, even if they think they're politically immune, God is the spirit of the universe, whatever you want to call it, is not going to allow them to get away with this. You reap what you sow, man. What comes around goes around. You're not going to get away with screwing everybody.
And they're not getting away with it now. They just don't understand that because they still control the mass media.
The richest families, most of their kids end up in mental institutions or commit suicide. They're lucky if they got one kid out of five that learns how to tie their shoelaces. Oh, man, this is a great thing you've built. Let me tell you, this is really good. This is really working great. You're really in charge of things because you're able to screw and rob everybody. Just being able to dominate is not the main sign of leadership. Two more calls. Michael in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you going, Jim? This is Michael from Texas, and how you doing today, Alex?
I'm good. Go ahead, sir, with your question.
Well, my question is this. I've been working on this guy, Mike Stritsky, that you're talking about. I've been tracking him for years, and I've actually started making a film about him. We call it Stritsky Keys to the Cage, because he says we have the keys to the cage, we just don't use it. So I've been thinking, I have a question for you. If we were, as a people, were to all together decide that the way to take the power back is to take the fuel back, and started working on having electrolyzers in everybody's home. I know Honda's already developed it, GE.
Yeah, they got it. They got it.
If we did it and decided we were going to do it, wouldn't that just pull the power out from underneath the power supply? Because once we drive those costs down of fuel, the food prices would go down, the economy would turn around, $800 billion a year going out for fuel.
Yep. Oh, yeah, the whole thing's about artificial scarcity.
Well, it's this simple. We've been taught since childhood that man's basic necessities are food, clothing, and shelter. And I'm here to tell you.
It's energy.
If you have energy, you can plow and
food is energy.
If you got energy, you can make your clothes. If you got energy, you can build a house. Okay. Energy's it, and hydrogen's the way to go. And thank you for calling, and thank you for
absolutely caller. Look at this so-called quarter. It has no silver in it now. It's a new quarter, but it's the symbol of energy. In the past, it had to have real silver in it, which was a scarce commodity, a real energy.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's the symbol of energy, and they get the world for it. I mean, we are run by con artists.
Yeah.
Stop. Like, if we just stop complying, start talking, start speaking out, start questioning, it's over.
Well, and what the caller's saying, and it's absolutely true, is right now, if you wanted to make your whole house energy independent with hydrogen, you can do it, but it's going to cost you $50,000-$60,000, and most people don't have that. But it's supply and demand. If everyone would say, I want that, then they'd start producing it. The more they produce, the little cheaper it would get. And pretty soon they get it down maybe $1,000,
$2,000. Stop right there. I want you to expand on that before we take these two final calls. What he just said is the key to all of this. Why are the globalists waging war against the real free market? Against your vote, your ideas, real competitiveness? With their collectivism, with their austerity, saying you can't have progress, it hurts the earth. Because they're in a war to shut the economy down worldwide so you don't industrialize if you're in Africa. Or so we don't go to the next level of near free energy. Because once that happens, their monopoly is over. So they're in a race to kill the free market, to shut the economy down, with a planned economy to keep you in a dark age away from discovering all this. Because if we go to the new renaissance, it's over for everything they've done. Elaborate on what you just said. This, and by the way, they're losing. They're sliding downhill. They realize it. They're losing. They're starting to lose, Jim.
Well, and that's why they're losing.
Because if they lose this, they lose everything else.
Well, that's why they're losing it literally and figuratively, and that's why they're militarizing the police so that they've got a bulwark against the people, you know, to try to keep them in line. It's absolutely amazing. But let me tell you, folks, it's this simple. If you want news, tune in CNN or ABC or whoever. But if you want to know what's really going on, then listen to Alex Jones and others like him.
Well, this is history happening. All I want is a real future for my children and grandchildren, yes, just like you do. And these people running things are losers. I mean, I could go around and defraud people and run scams. I don't do that because it feels bad, because I can feel it's hurting myself. And they need to get back to their basic human instinct and stop being losers.
Well, it's just like politicians. You can't trust anything they say because they have to lie or they won't get elected, okay? That's not a condemnation.
These are puppets.
Yeah, it's not a condemnation personally of politicians. It's just a sad fact of life is that they can't get elected unless they lie to you, okay? So you have to watch what they do. You have to watch their track record. So let's look at the track record of these so-called globalists, as they call themselves, these world elite, okay? Just over the past 100 years, we've had 2 world wars. We've had a depression. We've got an inflationary depression going on now.
Hundreds of civil wars.
Hundreds of little civil wars. A degradation of life, a degradation in the environment. Their track record, folks, is not good. We need to get rid of them.
I agree. One final call. But this is a historic broadcast. It's a very important broadcast. And I hope people pay attention to what's being said here. Because the establishment is a very unhappy group of failing people who use every dirty trick to stay in control. But the dirty tricks they're using are destroying the very island they're sitting on.
Let me put it this way, folks. Here's my final thing. If you'll stop and think about it, you'll realize that I can assure you, Alex can assure you, that we have the technology right off the shelf today to make the earth a garden spot. We could provide basic food, clothing, shelter, basic medical attention to every single living person on this planet, okay? But it's not happening, is it? In fact, if you'll stop and think about it, we don't like to know this. We don't want to think about it. But right now, while you're listening to my voice, you know that all around this world, there are literally thousands, if not millions of children.
30 million a year.
Starving to death, okay? I don't want that. Alex doesn't want that. I don't think anybody listening wants that. So why is it that way? Okay, because I'm here to tell you somewhere somebody wants it that way. And we got to figure out who that is and put a stop to it.
You're absolutely right. They are blocking progress because they enjoy suffering. They enjoy suppressing humanity. They're on record saying it. And it is totally and completely disgusting that they claim they want to industrialize cleanly these other countries, but they actually block it. It is incredible. Let's take one final call. Clone in Illinois, you're our last caller tonight. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, gentlemen. It's a great honor to speak with you today. I've been a listener since about 05, Alex. I'm a Prison Planet member, and I just started subscribing to the magazine. I'm probably getting ready to go sign up on Planet InfoWars. But I just want to ask you a big question. Historically, I think you're one of the greatest men at this particular juncture in time. And I just want you to be very careful. And if you stay alive, I think you're going to change the world. I mean, noticeably, globally. And I just want to ask you if you will be my honorary big brother today.
Big brother, like in 1984. You're funny.
Stick to the show.
I can't get enough.
And this is I feel like your show has driven me almost completely crazy, but I have a totally rational perspective on a world view at the same time. And it's so difficult to get people to wake up. And if people know me, they know you at the same time.
Well, look, I mean, it's easy to like unplug and kind of go along with the Matrix, but I want you to unplug from its propaganda and just rediscover the world for yourself. But God bless you, sir, and I appreciate your call.
Hey, clone, you know what's the worst thing about being a clone?
I had a question for Jim.
Yeah, go ahead, ask your question for Jim, but what's the worst thing about being a clone?
Yeah, the worst thing about
being a clone?
Yeah. You know what's the worst thing about being a clone?
That's just my pseudonym for today.
I know. What's the worst thing about being a clone is? You got nobody to blame but yourself.
You're the worst enemy. I understand that.
No, but it does come down to that. We need to change the world.
Yeah.
We need to decide to be good people. The globalists think we're losers. They've said they think we're losers. And are we going to buy into this template they put out for us? Or are we going to change that? But what's your quick question for Jim?
We the people have brought this upon ourselves. I know.
What's your question for Jim?
I saw Jim's video lecture about the element monoatomic gold, and this is what some perceive as the ancient mana that it's some say it's not also not even on the periodic table.
Yeah, people are always looking for alchemical things that are going to fix everything, and now with these big machines they've got with high powered electricity, they can actually make new elements. So there's a lot of weird stuff going on. But what's your quick question? We got to end it right now.
Right, and with quickening, you know, everything's exponential, even with, you know, alchemical science. The JFK movie, I want to know how that came about, and possibly if, you know, if there would ever be an RFK or an MLK movie.
That's a good idea. Good to hear from you. God bless. That's a great way to end it.
All right, let me try to make this real quick. Oliver Stone, of course, was a Vietnam veteran. He got really upset about Vietnam. He did Platoon and ended on Born on the 4th of July about what happened to veterans when they came back. And it all had to do that, and in his research and in his thinking, it finally came back to why did we get into that Vietnam War, and he realized it went back to the Kennedy assassination, and that's why he did the movie JFK.
There you go. Closing comment, Jim Mars. Great job on the broadcast tonight.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, and I look forward to having you back again whenever you want to come into studio with us.
Sounds good.
Great job to the crew. We will now rejoin the retransmission 36 minutes into the first hour of the worldwide broadcast this Sunday. I'll be back in only, I don't know, how many hours is it? 11 hours and 5 hours. Do the math. We're talking about 16, 17 hours from now, 11 a.m. Central. I'll be back, Lord willing, here on the radio. Please pray for us and continue to get the word out, because I can tell you from the bottom of my heart, I'm real. I'm just here trying to empower humanity, trying to take action. Great job with the crew. And again, we'll see you back tomorrow with InfoWars weekday, Monday transmission. We'll be right back.